On the line now, I have Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. Hello, Gillian. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you. Sorry, I'm in a very echoey room. I'm trying to get out of the echoey room and out of the wind.
Sounds
How
fine.
Are you? All right?
Sounds fine. Yeah. Before we talk about anything else, just want to remind people to visit the centre Monday to Friday from 11 to half past four, and Saturday, Sunday from 11 to half past four as well, because we're going to talk about getting a great reaction to the adoption process.
We are getting a great reaction, actually. It's been fantastic. And a lot of the animals that we fostered over Christmas have found their forever homes, which is absolutely brilliant. But we still have lots of animals looking for homes.
Mm-hmm. And is the cat now a new addition, or has that always been in there? As adoption,
which one, the cat?
Yeah, the cat as an adoption.
We've always had the cats up there looking for homes, and we've got the dogs, and we've always got the rabbits. And sometimes we have exotic animals as well. And, of course, we've got a few horses and ponies up here that are always looking for homes as well, for the right homes.
Okay, and what way does the process actually work, Gillian? How long did he have to take them for as an adoption? Is there a restriction on time?
So for the adoption, they're adopting the animals as a permanent pet. For the fostering, what they normally do is take them home for a couple of weeks. So if we're doing the foster to adopt program, that would be where somebody would take the animal into their homes for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the animal is a young animal, it needs to have all its vaccinations before it goes to home. So they would take it into their home, they would look after it, they'd bring it back up to us, it would get its final vaccination, then they would bring it home, and about a week later they would bring it up to us then to be adopted. And it's a great opportunity for people to actually see whether or not they are...
Yeah, I think they're finally taking the advice of the DSPCA as far as it goes. I'm just saying that I think that people are taking your advice at last over the past couple of years on what they should do before, especially at Christmas time, taking out an animal.
I think they are, absolutely. And we've obviously not had animals being abandoned or dumped after Christmas, which is always great to see. Unfortunately, that means that a lot of those animals are going to be in the homes, and it'll be Easter, summer and next Christmas before people are getting rid of them. So a bit of advice for anybody out there who did get an animal and are having problems, do please contact us or contact their local vet, contact the dog training team, and we're here to advise and to offer help and see if we can help some way.
Okay, and just to remind people that they can go up to you there every day from 11 to half 4 or Saturday and Sunday, the same times as well. It's really great to see people going up there and looking around. Is there anything exotic coming into the equation? Now, people were talking, I was talking to a few people about over the Christmas, and they were saying the stranger pets people are getting now, snakes and the like.
Yeah, we do, and we've had some people have had monkeys. We even had a raccoon at one point. But we don't recommend people go and get really exotic animals because, they do take an awful lot more work than people realise. They can be very expensive to keep, and you don't always know where the animals have come from. So we'd always say to people, look, if you really are looking at getting a very, very exotic animal, please seek lots and lots of advice and information and try and find a vet who'll be able to help you look after it before you actually take the animal on.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of people realise, depending on the pet as well, with ordinary pets like cats and dogs, and especially the expense, I don't know about these exotic ones, but there's always an expense to these things.
Always, because you have to feed them, you have to bring them to the vet, you've got to house them. If you're getting something like a snake, they get bigger throughout their entire lives. So the size tank that you buy in the beginning when it's young and small, you're going to have to change it and increase it. And that comes with other expenses because you'll have to change the lighting and the heat mats and all the other bits and pieces that you have to change. The same with fish as well. They often grow bigger than people realise.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a case of that myself over the years as well. It nearly turned into Moby Dick over the course of 6 months. Okay, listen.
If you're not careful, absolutely, that can happen too.
Thanks very much, Gillian. And again, it's dspca.ie. I'll talk to you soon. I'll give out all that information.
We'll talk
again
to you soon. All
thanks,
right,
Gillian.
Thanks for that. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's, of course, Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. And it's dspca.ie, or if you're interested in adopting, it's dspca.ie/adopt-a-pet/. So if you're interested. But they, as I say, they're open every day, 11 to half 4, and the weekends as well, around the same time. You can drop up and have a look around and have a chat. And especially if you have a pet and you're looking for some advice.